A Prayer to Stay Afloat When Your Feet Can't Touch the Bottom by Jenny Heeren. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. When I was very young, I went to a backyard pool party. Even though I couldn't swim yet, I had fun splashing around in the cool water. It was up to my waist, and I could laugh and play with my friends. I kept walking until the water was up to my chest. Then I went a little further, and it was up to my shoulders. But it still felt refreshing to be submerged in that icy water on a hot summer day. But then, another couple of steps further, and my feet lost their footing, and I was pulled under by the force of the water. I was drowning. An adult jumped in and pulled me out, and as I sat on the grass panting, I thought, I'll never do that again. It can be the same in my walk with God. It's okay in the beginning, up to my ankles, testing and kicking at the water as I get my bearings. Soon, the water is up to my knees, but I can still easily reach down and splash around. It's fun and very refreshing and even seems easy. I'm happily learning about the ways of God. Before I realize it, I'm up to my waist in the living water of God. My learning has gone deeper. I'm grasping bigger concepts, but I'm also realizing that I can never know everything. Suddenly, I find myself in water that is too deep to walk across. I have to swim. Therefore, I have to trust God to get me through when I can't touch the ground. Remember who God is, as well as his love, grace, patience, and kindness. While I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. He purchased my freedom with his blood and forgave my sins. He continues to show me much kindness and grace, even when I'm still messing up, so that I can get back up again. Remember that Christ's life flows within me. Christ's life and the Holy Spirit's constant encouragement pumps through me. That energy is inside me, not somewhere out there, so that I can live for God and show his grace and kindness to people all around me. God continually sculpts me so that I can do good works and shine to others. Remember that Christ's love is deeper than I think. The more I understand just how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of God goes, the more peace I will feel. And when I feel all of that love and peace, I can surrender to his will and ways more and more. Remember to lead a life that is worthy of this calling. With this love, kindness, power, and grace flowing within me, it is much easier to live out the Christian life and swim in the deep water where I can't touch the ground or my own understanding. I am better prepared to live a life of humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness, as well as making the most of my God-given talents to build up God's church. Dear Lord, strengthen my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and let that faith lead me to love other people just as Christ loved me. May I be always prayerful, always asking God to give me spiritual insight so that I can grow in my knowledge of him and his love. Let me be filled with hope and point to the rich and glorious inheritance that God bestows on me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.